This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Again, we're joined by Patrick Elias. Everybody want to know, Patrick, where's the puck from Game 6? The Kings have been all over asking, where's the puck? Patrick Elias has it. And Patrick Elias, you found the puck. Tell us, what happened?
I have no idea what happened. It was a funny story, actually, because I was on vacation with my family, and I'm getting all the texts there and calls, and everybody's asking me, where's the puck? I'm like, what puck? What are you guys talking about? So I had no idea what they're talking about. And they explained me what was going on. And, you know, I was the last guy who touched the puck on the ice when the siren went off. And just a reaction, I guess. I grabbed it with my stick, picked it up. But after that, it was a lot of things happening, very emotional, obviously. And I sat on the bench. And from that moment on, I had no idea what I did with it. So once I was asked about it, I wanted to make sure that if I had it or not have it, to make sure that, to go down to the arena and have it checked. And I found it in a locker room. I was just laying between the equipment there, and I reached out to Los Angeles Kings management and obviously returned it and talked to them and apologized. And obviously, you know, it had no meaning to me. It was just a reaction. And obviously, you know, it has a big meaning to that organization. So it's in the right hands, hopefully, already now, and if not, then soon.
Now, Patrick, can we be sure this is the right puck?
Well, they say that it says a Game 6 on it, and actually okay. The puck is pretty beat up. And when we found it, our trainers sworn that they can see under the different kind of a light that you can see that there's it says underneath that it was a Game 6 puck. So that was the only puck that was actually not even in my personal bag, but just lying in the middle of the equipment there. And I told the management of the Kings, I was like, they're lucky that I actually found it. If I wouldn't have it, then obviously it would never be found. So it's like I said, it's in the right hand now.
Patrick, be honest. How much did you sell it for?
I didn't. It should be on the way to West Coast. No,
just kidding.
I don't think I need it. You know, but it's from a funny story. And people got involved with this, and obviously people that know me. For me, it had no meaning. Why would I keep a losing Stanley Cup?
Exactly.
You know, and it was just a reaction. And after that, it just, like I said, it was so many emotions. I didn't know what to do, what I did with it. And I'm glad I actually had it found and returned it. And the Los Angeles Kings organization actually did some very classy thing that they donated $5,000 to UNICEF charity for me returning the puck. So it worked out in both ways, obviously, and I'm very happy the way they handled it also.
Hey, Patrick, obviously there's a lot of news about your teammates, Zach Parise, Marty Brodeur in the news. Free agency is here. It's going to be on Sunday. And, you know, I wanted to get your take on first the experience as a player, because you went through this. You went through a very similar circumstance to what Zach is going through, because you were with the New Jersey Devils. You tested you went to the free agent market. You actually talked to a number of teams. You ended up staying in New Jersey, which is a scenario that could easily play out for Zach. What is it like? What do you remember as a player going through that when obviously you're making a decision that's going to impact the rest of your life?
Yeah, you know, I thought I was ready for that, but I really wasn't. Everybody was saying, listen, this is going to be a great day in your career and in your life, and just enjoy it. But my wife can tell you it was one of the most stressful days, if not the most stressful day in my life, hockey career. Not even playing, some Stanley Cup final game. This was it. It was so nerve-wracking. You had to make decisions quick. And, you know, there was teams, a few teams that were interested. I had a lot of options, but at the end of the day, I ended up staying with the Devils. It just, the loyalty came in place, and I just had a feeling inside that was the right decision for me. And I'm happy with it. And obviously, you know, with those two guys, a little surprised that Marty's going to get to that point. And obviously, you never know. You still have a couple of days left here. But, with Zach, you can... kind of expected at least for him to see what's out there. And again, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be tons of teams that are going to be interested in him, and a handful of teams that are really going to be interested in him, and he's going to have all the options, and it's in his hands. And as I said, he just has to make a decision.
Patrick, how nerve-wracking is it for you? You've been with the Devils so many years. Obviously, these are two pillars to the franchise. How nervous are you about maybe losing not only Parisi, but your goalie, Marty Brodeur?
Yeah, well, you obviously don't want to lose any of those guys. You know, we felt very comfortable with each other as a group, and those two guys are a huge part of the team, and it would be a big loss. And you know, but on the other hand, we know what's the business side of it, especially at this stage of NHL. People come and go, and even when you're playing 15, 20, 20 years in the league, this could happen. So hopefully, you know, hopefully by next week, they're still going to be Devils, and we can keep the core and keep the same team together at least for, you know, for a couple more years.
All right. Hey, Patrick, thanks so much for your time. Good job finding the puck from Game 6.
And hey, congratulations on a great run, too, for you and the Devils.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it. And we're going to enjoy the time off now with the Bandits. It's a good time of the summer now.
All right, Patrick, enjoy your summer, and thanks again.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.